Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
Walking in the Spirit. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Romans 8:1. This promise in our text is followed in a later Pauline epistle by two nuanced commands in the letter to the church at Galatia. "This I say then," Paul says, "walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Galatians 5:16. Then again, "If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." Galatians 5:25. Although they appear to be the same command in English, there is a significant distinction in the original Greek language in which Paul penned the letters. Both the Romans 8:1 and the Galatians 5:16 passages use the word parapeto, which carries the connotation to walk around and to be at liberty. The second iteration in Galatians 5:25 uses stoicheo, which means to step precisely, to march, or to go in procession. Same command, but different emphasis. The context of Galatians 5 stresses the difference between a lifestyle of fleshly behavior and a life controlled by the Holy Spirit. The fruits of the flesh and the fruit of the Spirit are diametrically opposed. They cannot exist together. They are not harmonious. We either mind the things of the flesh or the things of the Spirit. The Christian walk has great liberty, but that liberty must step precisely in honesty, good works, and in truth. Our walk is expected to be by faith and not by sight, and we are to conduct a spiritual warfare in the Holy Spirit's power, protected by the full armor of God.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe to the Days of Praise podcast on iTunes. And please rate and review this podcast so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you will start each day with Days of Praise.